Classic cup tie, wasn't it?
Oh, brilliant, I think that's always the romance of what the cup brings, so it is, and you were just hoping that the romance wasn't against you, and we knew it was always going to be a real, real tough challenge. We knew the environment that we're coming, hostile environment you're coming to, you know, the crowd right on top of you. The pitch actually looked very pleasing in the eye when we first came into the stadium, but once the boys were on it, so very difficult conditions, and couldn't ask any more of the players, you know, and what they were asked to do, and that was to make sure that we were in the next round of the cup draw. So hopefully the boys, you know, get the tie that the club deserves, the club get a reward out of it. But big credit to Bonnie Rigg Rose, it's been a wonderful journey for them, and I thought, you know, in particular, you know, for long periods of game, particularly the first 60 minutes, they made it very difficult. I thought they came out the second half, the first 15 minutes, and made it a real challenge. We then tweaked one or two wee things, and I thought as the game went on, you know, we looked no more likely once we made the changes. But in the way that they then come back at you, you know, they're a big, big team, you know, and then the wee bits that fizzle out, you know, you're always saying that within the cup, that anything can happen, but as I said there, I thought to a man, we defended absolutely wonderfully.
Your goalie had a good second half, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a great second half, and that's what I'm saying. Bonnie Rigg Rose, you're playing a team that are very high in confidence, and they would have no confidence issues going into this game, particularly the game being at home, and we knew that. And the way that the play was studied them and gave them the full respect that we give any other opposition that we play, and we knew what their strengths in that were, and as I said there, they can certainly hold their head up high, and they certainly made it a real challenge, and as I said there, the romance of the cup is wonderful. I'm just glad it didn't happen here tonight.
Were you worried at any point, Danny?
I think
second half when they came
out. I think when you even look at that and the conditions and where you're coming to, taking that tie back to Broadwood wouldn't have been a bad result. There's no doubt about that in terms of the conditions, but you know, we're absolutely delighted to get it over and done by first time round.
Good finish for
Malley. It was a wonderful finish.
Didn't give up.
Yeah, it was, and I thought he did great. You know, when we made the changes, I thought Darren Smith, you know, he put a wonderful cross in. In the short period that Ali was on, he could have had a hat-trick, so he can, and he's got the header, he's got his goal, and then he's got the one where he goes through, and a wonderful save with the goalkeeper, but Mr. Goodwill is in there and raging that he does the square, and he certainly does put it out of sight, and I don't think of any comebacks if Ali puts the ball in the net, but he's got a complaint when he doesn't.
All best, Danny, thank you.
Okay, thanks again, Jim.
Cheers, Danny. Obviously backed by a terrific Clyde
supporter. Oh, listen, they were absolutely outstanding today, and you could see from coming into the stadium, probably the bus journeys coming through the cars, you know, I was getting wee feedbacks of the good news of both players signing new contracts, and the news of David Goodwiller this morning. So the atmosphere, you know, I think the timing was absolutely fantastic for the football club, and that excitement lasted right throughout the game. I thought it was a proper cup game, and I thought our supporters, as well as, you know, as much as I'm giving praise to the impeccable performance by the players, I thought the performance for the fans was absolutely wonderful, and, you know, as I expect, you know, it's a great day all round, you know, and all I'm saying, safe trip home, you know, you've done our club proud today, and the numbers and the backing that you give us, and let's hope that the supporters, along with the club, get the tie that we all wish for.